Along with all the other pandemic impacts we've felt, Arizona border communities are dealing with ongoing crossing restrictions renewed again this week. And those restrictions have brought big changes for businesses and residents on both sides of the border. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
On Monday afternoon in downtown Nogales, Arizona, the buzzing of cicadas, a fabled prelude to impending rains, and the occasional passing car was about all that broke the silence.
Morley Avenue is Nogales, Arizona's main street, which currently is pretty dead. There's only a couple stores open out of, you know, dozens of storefronts. So it's a pretty bleak scenario.
That's Evan Corey, whose family has been in the border retail business since the 1940s. Two of those still open are Corey's family's, La Cinderella and Corey's Bridal. Shuttered roll-up doors and windows sporting liquidation or for lease signs line much of the rest of the avenue. Downtown Nogales' troubles long predate the pandemic, but the ongoing northbound border crossing restrictions have shut out many of the Mexican shoppers it depends on for nearly a year and a half.
I can't tell you how many cars go the other in the wrong direction because there's nothing to indicate which direction to go. You know, that's like a daily occurrence, and I don't blame them because it's not only are there not people, there aren't cars.
Just south of the border, earlier that same day, it was a very different scene. A steady stream of shoppers strolled the sidewalks and into and out of the many stores along Avenida Obregón. Lifelong Nogales, Sonora resident Veronica Valencia had just finished up and was heading back to her car. Before the restrictions went into effect on March 21st, 2020, a date she recalled precisely, she crossed at least two or three times a week, if not daily. Apart from clothes and groceries, her husband's machine shop depends on U.S. side purchases. The policy has been frustrating because of how accustomed they were to crossing, but they've also learned to adapt. Despite what she said were higher prices and lower quality on the Sonoran side, they now do much of their shopping here. And her husband has items brought from Arizona by those who can still cross for a fee. And for some Sonoran border businesses, that represents an opportunity. Late Monday morning at the women's fashion shop Vertice, manager Rosario Gonzalez had her hands full assisting the customers perusing the racks. Since last spring, she says they've seen an increase in sales. And it's also given them an opportunity to develop relationships with customers who previously shopped in Arizona. That's why she's not worried about business falling off once the restrictions ease. All of those purchases now being made in Mexico by Sonorans who previously did much of their shopping north of the border is exactly why local officials like Deputy Nogales, Arizona City Manager John Kissinger were so nervous when the restrictions were announced.
We thought it could be very devastating. The last study we had on this, and it's been dated, was that the majority of our sales tax collected, and we live and die off of sales tax at the city, was collected by our Mexican shoppers and our Mexican visitors. So
he says they implemented spending freezes and other measures to weather the feared revenue collapse. But that fiscal cliff never really came. And in fact, sales tax revenues show a modest positive trend over the course of the pandemic, according to state treasurer data. Douglas and San Luis also seem to have avoided that fate. Kissinger says the restrictions definitely have had an impact.
But I think we picked up in other areas too. Offset that a little bit.
Local residents have received multiple pandemic stimulus payments, on top of more generous benefits for those out of work. Kissinger says many people also did more shopping locally, and a 2019 Arizona law meant that their online purchases also brought in taxes. And then there's a major $134 million highway project and border wall construction, which brought in even more. Similar factors were cited by other local border officials, like Monica Miranda, finance manager for Douglas.
We were very blessed to have weathered it so well.
For Nogales, Kissinger says those factors may have temporarily filled in the hole left by locked out Sonoran shoppers.
But they're not permanent solutions. We need those Mexican shoppers to be the permanent solution. We need them to cross that border like they've always have.
For many downtown businesses, Corey says it may already be too late.
I would say of the ones that are closed, 75% will stay closed.
There could be an opportunity in that harsh reality. It has brought property values down, potentially opening the door to different kinds of businesses than the ones that once thrived.
My hope is that people now see an opportunity to come in and do something new.
But for their businesses to survive to see whatever comes next for Morley, he says the restrictions need to go, and soon. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, at Hermosillo.